Have you ever wondered why you automatically check your phone dozens of times daily, despite promising yourself you wouldn't? Nearly half of what we do every day isn't driven by conscious decisions, but by habits, automatic behaviors triggered by our environment. This isn't just casual observation, it's backed by rigorous science. When we try to change behavior through sheer determination, we're fighting against a powerful force, our habit self. Our minds operate through two distinct systems, the conscious mind handling deliberate decisions and novel situations, while our non-conscious mind forms habits allowing effortless repetition of familiar behaviors. This explains why habits often feel separate from our intentions. They literally operate through different mental mechanisms. Our habit formation mechanisms evolved long before modern challenges like smartphone addiction or processed food abundance. These ancient neural pathways once helped our ancestors survive by automating repeated behaviors. When we first learn a behavior, our brain's associative loop activates, requiring conscious attention and effort. With repetition, activation shifts to the sensory motor loop, creating neural shortcuts that reduce glucose consumption and cognitive load. Eventually, behaviors become encoded as procedural memory, making them remarkably durable and resistant to change. This durability explains why you can still ride a bike years later without practice, and why firefighters make split-second decisions in life-threatening situations. Their extensive training creates automatic responses that bypass conscious deliberation, a critical advantage when seconds count. Habits can account for up to 40% of our daily behaviors, highlighting their crucial role in cognitive efficiency. Our surroundings shape our behaviors more than we acknowledge. Context drives or restrains behavior by affecting friction, the effort required to act. America's smoking decline illustrates this perfectly. Lasting change came not through education, but through environmental shifts like workplace bans and cigarette taxes that disrupted smoking habits. Proximity is a powerful contextual force. People eat more when food is within reach, exercise more when gyms are nearby, and befriend neighbors whose doors are closest. Yet, we consistently underestimate these environmental influences, focusing instead on our internal decision-making, what psychologists call the introspection illusion. The concept of mise en place from professional kitchens demonstrates how to harness environmental friction. This approach creates stable contexts that automatically cue desired responses. While information alone rarely changes habits, friction does. Cash creates more spending resistance than cards, reducing willingness to pay by about 30%. People with high self-control aren't using more willpower. They're better at creating supportive environments. They choose motivating friends, seek distraction-free workspaces, and avoid temptations. Even at buffets, careful diners create helpful friction through simple actions like sitting with their backs to food and using strategic table placement, achieving better outcomes without constant willpower. Contrary to the popular 21-day myth, habits form gradually through consistent repetition. Research indicates it takes around 66 days of consistent practice before simple behaviors become automatic, with the most rapid gains in automaticity occurring during early repetitions. The initial phase is challenging, often involving sacrifice and discomfort. As repeated, rewarded actions reshape neural networks, behaviors eventually shift to autopilot. New habits must compete with existing routines, but they have an advantage. Habits trigger automatically with context, while decisions demand more cognitive effort. Rewards are essential for habit formation. When we experience unexpected rewards, dopamine release strengthens neural pathways that favor those behaviors. The reward must occur within a minute of the action to build habit associations, which is why delayed rewards like monthly weight loss payments or annual bonuses rarely create lasting habits. The most effective rewards are intrinsic, like the satisfaction from reading to children or volunteering. Notably, uncertain rewards prove more powerful than predictable ones, explaining why we frequently check our phones despite most notifications being unremarkable. Major life events like new jobs, moving, marriage, or having children disrupt habit cues and remove predictability, forcing us to think and make fresh decisions. Though stressful, these discontinuities allow us to reimagine ourselves by freeing us from established patterns. Even good habits can become ruts as we experience habituation, where repetition strengthens our tendency to act but weakens our sensation of that act. This explains why we lose interest in material possessions and why relationships lose passion over time. In happy marriages, brief discontinuities, like travel, can reintroduce romantic intimacy by prompting couples to share feelings and act in new ways. Like economic creative destruction, habit discontinuity can be painful but contains seeds of growth. A study of university employees showed that recent movers were more likely to align their transportation choices with their environmental values compared to longtime residents who defaulted to driving regardless of their beliefs. Discontinuity makes us more genuine by forcing us to act on our stated values rather than following established patterns. Life's unpredictable stresses affect about 25% of Americans who report extreme stress. Stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol degrade our executive functions, our ability to plan and make decisions. However, habits provide safe harbors during stressful times, actually thriving when our conscious mind is drained. Unlike deliberate actions, habits receive a performance boost during stressful times, making them evolutionarily adaptive. When mentally tired, we naturally default to habits regardless of whether they're beneficial or harmful. UCLA students under exam stress showed increased reliance on both good habits, eating healthy breakfasts, and bad ones, consuming unhealthy foods. As we age, mental acuity naturally declines, affecting our ability to navigate and make quick decisions. Habits become increasingly valuable for aging brains, allowing automatic responses despite reduced memory and decision-making ability. Habits continue working toward our goals even when we're mentally drained, stressed, or distracted, making it essential to establish good habits so our automatic choices are beneficial ones. Creating friction is essential for breaking unwanted habits. While information alone rarely changes behavior, altering the environment can significantly impact our actions. By increasing the effort required for unwanted behaviors and decreasing friction for desired ones, we can reshape our habit patterns without relying on willpower. For example, removing tempting foods from visible areas in the kitchen makes unhealthy snacking less likely, while placing a water bottle on your desk encourages hydration. The most effective approach combines environmental design with repetition and immediate rewards. Start by identifying the specific context triggering unwanted behaviors, then modify those environments to disrupt the automatic response. Replace the unwanted behavior with a more beneficial alternative that provides similar satisfaction. For instance, if you habitually check social media when bored, place a book nearby instead and reward yourself with a small treat after reading. With consistent practice in this modified environment, the new behavior gradually becomes automatic, replacing the previous habit. Remember that habits aren't eliminated, but replaced. So focusing on building better alternatives rather than simply trying to stop bad habits leads to more sustainable change.